Tina Michelle Broadnax. Does that look right? Or Broodnax. Tina Michelle, happy birthday to you.
Broadnax, it looks like. Let me butt in for just a second in the middle of your birthday party.
Well, just go ahead and get your butt right in here.
Okay. I just talked to the Sheriff's Department, and they report now that one-lane traffic is moving in the Shady Spring and Beaver area.
That's good.
And that it's going very slowly. So if you're going to that area, you're going to have to take it easy. There's one-lane traffic in that area now. However, the road report having to do with the Odd area is still in effect. The road is closed at Odd, 1 mile west of the post office, and the road is now open from Odd to Gent. And in the Shady Spring Beaver area, the road is now open to one-lane traffic, but it's moving very slowly.
And now that you've butted in, how about butting out?
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, happy birthday today. Continuing here to Mrs. Ruth Stevenson of 213 Ridgewood Avenue in Oak Hill. Nice to hear from you up around that way. And a happy birthday to Cheryl Lynn Wallen of Mullins, West Virginia. Wendy Lee Swan of Fairdale, West Virginia is having a birthday today, along with Kevin Belcher, who's 7 years old today. James T. Morgan, Jr. is celebrating his birthday today from Beckley, and Hubert Lawson is also celebrating his birthday, along with Brad Mills of Mullins, West Virginia, who's 3 years old today. And that's a pile of birthdays for the fourth day of April, 1974. We'll be back after this message to give away our birthday cake. One bypass.
Thursday weather.
Thursday's weather here for Wright's TV and Appliance, Crown Orchard and the Bypass. Tornado watch in effect for southern West Virginia till 11 a.m. this morning. Tornadoes and severe thunderstorms with damaging wind and hail threaten this area until 11 o'clock. Showers and thundershowers ending this afternoon and turning cooler. Highs today expected in the low 70s. Mostly cloudy and cooler tonight and Friday with a chance of showers on Friday. Low tonight near 40, high Friday in the 50s. Currently at WWNR for Wright's TV and Appliance, it is 60 degrees. 60 degrees at WWNR. And the road through Beaver and Shady Spring is operating now with one lane of traffic. So if you have to be there at a certain time, you'd better start now because it's going to take you a while to get through the Beaver-Shady Spring area. One-lane traffic through Beaver and Shady Spring due to the wind damage out and around that area. Our temperature reading again at WWNR stands at 60 degrees. It's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. And we're on the air for Ashworth Home and Auto, 211 Prince Street in downtown Beckley. This is old Charlie Rich. There won't be any more, baby. That's Charlie Rich cutting somebody off. There won't be any more. On WWNR, it's 23 minutes after 8 o'clock, and go ahead.
Special report for the listeners. I'll have a special report for the listeners, recapping what's happened this morning following the news this morning with Paul Harvey.
Okay, a special report on the damages and what have you due to the severe weather we had last night around, well, actually this morning around 4 o'clock, with Dick Calloway coming up right after Paul Harvey. Now, we're on the air for Ashworth Home and Auto at 211 Prince Street in downtown Beckley. And at Ashworth Home and Auto, they feature quality crafted Zenith products, including the Zenith Chroma Color 2 color television for 1974 with the big 23-inch diagonal screen, 100% solid-state chassis, and, of course, the one-touch color tuning feature only found on Zenith quality crafted TVs. Right now, you can buy the 23-inch diagonal screen model Zenith Color TV at Ashworth Home and Auto for just $588. Ashworth Home and Auto is located at 211 Prince Street in downtown Beckley. Remember, with Zenith, the quality goes in before the name goes on. And at Ashworth Home and Auto,
when you trade at Ashworth, true value really comes true.
That's it for Ashworth Home and Auto, 211 Prince Street downtown. Let's see here. Howard Cosell is next, followed by Paul Harvey. And then a special report on the storm's damage right after Paul Harvey with Dick Calloway, okay? Thank you very much. Stick around, though. We'll be back.
Harry Radio.
This is a special report from WWNR Contemporary News concerning the storm damage in our area from early this morning. Mayor Tom Smith of Netter Bridge in Greenbrier County says a tornado cut two paths through his community during the night, killing one person and injuring several others. In our contemporary news, spoke to the mayor.
Speaking to Tom Smith, the mayor of Meadow Bridge. Mr. Smith, could you tell us the situation in Meadow Bridge this morning?
Yes, we've had a couple of twisters go through the center of town, and they've done considerable damage to property and homes in the area. And I'd hate to estimate at this time an exact number, but at least several. And we've had one death and three or four serious injuries, as well as lots of minor injuries. We've got a lot of trees down on the highways, power lines, and so forth. And we would like to request that sightseers stay out of the area, if at all possible, because they're only adding to the problems.
Do you have the situation under control?
Well, as far as we know at the present time, we've got the crews coming in to start the cleanup. So if you just let people know that sightseeing would only add to our problems, well, we certainly appreciate it.
Smith said that the injured have been hospitalized in Hinton. What was also described as a tornado touched down at Mullinsville this morning. Unofficial reports indicate damage in that area. Mullinsville is located near Pineville. WWNR News spoke to a reporter in the Pineville area at WWYO Radio there, who gave us this report concerning the situation there.
WWYO News talked to Mrs. Fanny Thompson of Mullinsville, and she was describing what had happened as far as the tornado. She said that her husband woke up about 4:10, and this is a quote. She said, "Oh my God," or he said, "Oh my God, here comes the hurricane, and it's going to kill all of us." She went on to state that three trailers were demolished. She owns five trailers in Mullinsville. None of them were demolished, but some of them were hurt or destroyed. Well, I shouldn't say destroyed. Some of them were wrecked pretty bad. The power is off in Mullinsville, but the power company is down there currently trying to reinstate the power, and it looks like that it could be described in short as a small Buffalo Creek.
That was Joe Brecker reporting from Pineville this morning on the situation there. Also, we received this report from the local telephone company in a discussion with Bob Cunningham. Also in the Beckley area, in our contemporary news, spoke to Bob Cunningham, the CMT telephone company, and got this report.
Mr. Cunningham, how's the telephone company weather the storm?
Very badly. We've been hit very hard. We have trouble, various isolated troubles in just about every direction in and around the Beckley area. Specifically damage, we have cable damage towards Shady Springs, McLean Addition here in Beckley. The Cold City area is pretty widespreadly in trouble. We want our customers to know that we're aware of it, we're working on it, and we'll stay with it right up through the end of the day, and we'll give you further reports as we progress.
And finally, the sheriff's office reports that traffic is now open in the Beaver Shady Spring area on a one-lane basis. Traffic is moving very slow in that area. Earlier today, the traffic had been blocked in the Shady Spring Beaver area, but now is open to one-lane traffic. Also, it's reported by the sheriff's office that the highway is open now up into the Odd direction from Jet to Odd, but the road is closed 1 mile west of the Odd post office. And finally, this welcome report from the Weather Bureau here in the Raleigh County Memorial Airport.
This is John Walsh of the National Weather Services. The tornado watch is canceled for the southern and eastern portion of West Virginia. Counties affected by this watch and cancellation in West Virginia include Praxton, Upshur, Barber, Webster, Nicholas, Greenbrier, Fayette, Raleigh, Summers, Monroe, Wyoming, Mercer, Stucker, Grant, and Hardy counties. Thunderstorms continue over the eastern mountains of West Virginia, but have weakened, and there are no reports of severe weather now in progress.
And the remainder portion of that forecast calling for showers and thunder showers ending this afternoon and turning a bit cooler with a high in the low 70s. Mostly cloudy and cooler for tonight and Friday with a chance of showers Friday, the low tonight near 40, the high Friday into the 50s.
Probability of precipitation will be decreasing to 20% for tonight and 30% on Friday. And repeating that announcement once again, the tornado watch that was reported to be in effect until 11 o'clock today has been canceled by the National Weather Service. Dick Calloway with a special report from WWNR Contemporary News.
Fuel prices.
In West Virginia news, Senator Jennings Randolph says the Office of Economic Opportunity has approved two-month refunding grants to five West Virginia OEO councils for administration and services. They include $24,000 for the Wyoming County Opportunity Council and $53,000 for the Raleigh County Community Action Association. A Charleston federal court hearing is scheduled today, which could result in disclosure of the financial condition of Diversified Mountaineer Corporation. Justice of the peace arraignment is pending today for a 34-year-old Logan County man, Harrison Shepherd of Cherry Tree, accused of murder in the shooting death this morning of 31-year-old Larry Mayhorn of Ethel. The weather, freeze warning for tonight. Cloudy and cold with occasional light snow this afternoon, high around 40. Currently it is 40.
Larry Dale, Phil Vogler, Irish Dan Blaney, Chuck Williams, Bill Stone, Pete Petty, Brian Belcher, Fred Persinger, Dick Calloway, WWNR, Beckley.
First taste of life.
Shop for fantastic buys for the home at Ben Franklin. Compact GE Amon FM clock radio, just $18.88. Room darkening window shade, $1.49. Famous brand appliances, mixer, automatic percolator, or electric can opener, your choice, just $6.88 each. 26-piece melamine dinnerware set, just $8.88. Shop the Ben Franklin stores, Maple Avenue in Fayetteville, and Main Street in Sophia, and save during the Shower of Value sale.
This is National Secretaries Week, when management everywhere acknowledges the vital assistance of the secretarial profession in today's world and tomorrow's future. Bayes Buick, 101 2nd Street, would like to take this opportunity to salute their fine secretary, Barbara Turner.
Shop, compare, and save at Superior Furniture Company in Skelton. During Value Time 74, Superior Furniture Company can save you big money on the Motorola Quasar color TV of your choice. Many different models and screen sizes available. And during Value Time 74, the prices have been cut to save you big money. See Quasar TV by Motorola with the works in a drawer at Superior Furniture Company in Skelton. Quasar by Motorola. We think it's a better way to build color TV. And at Superior Furniture Company, we'll save you money.
Wednesday weather.
For Superior Furniture Company, freeze warning tonight, clearing with temperatures falling below freezing before tomorrow morning. Lows tonight, the upper 20s, mostly sunny and becoming warmer on Thursday, highs near 60. Clearing and cold again on Thursday evening, lows near 30. Sunny and much warmer on Friday, it's going to be nice, high in the mid-60s. On Friday, our probability of precipitation, 10% tonight, and 0% tomorrow night at 923-44 at NR.
We're all on the run, seven up the Uncola.
It's the nothing that makes us something. It's what we miss that hits the mark. It's what's left out that leads us in. It's the light shining over the dark.
It's on for all, seven up the Uncola.
WWNI 923, and I've got the streak in 30 seconds.
Sunday afternoon, WWNR brings you up-to-the-minute reports of exciting racing action from the 19th annual Virginia 500 at Martinsville Speedway. These reports are brought to you on NR by Glasshouse Restaurant on the Turnpike, Lee Norris Company on Raglan Road, Raleigh Wrecking on the 1921 Bypass, and Malamar Incorporated in Sprague. Be listening Sunday as WWNR brings you the exciting reports from the Virginia 500 at Martinsville Speedway.
WWNR.
Hello, everyone. This is your...
Dave, 926 at WWNI. Ray Stevens. I would have had 40 calls tonight for that particular record, if you like it. Ray Stevens and the Streak at NR.
Head nowhere west without a care. And half the fun in life is getting there. So would you really rather have a Buick? A Buick?
1974 Buicks at Bay's Buick, 101 2nd Street.
Get it on! Tomorrow night at the Club Raleigh. Be ready for a big, big night. Two bands. At 8:30, it's JoJo. Then the fabulous Bill Deal and the Rondells. That's for one night only. Bill Deal and the Rondells. Tickets are $3.50, $4, and $5. That's tomorrow night at the Club Raleigh. Tonight, there's a dance contest and no cover charge tonight at the Club Raleigh.
Tickets for Bill Deal and the Rondells, $3.50, $4, and $5. This is a, a secretary has many different things. Part-time maid, waitress, messenger, hostess, and amateur mechanic. She fetches the coffee, tidies the office, runs errands, and does minor repairs on her typewriter. And because she is so important, Truman Mine Supply and Crab Orchard would like to salute their fine secretary, Ruth Taylor.
Amazing facts from Orkin, the termite and pest control people. Termites strike five times more homes than fire. They're everywhere. Orkin found termites in a lighthouse 2.5 miles out Chesapeake Bay. No home is immune. Let Orkin inspect your home free. Orkin, world's largest termite and pest control company. Call us. We'll be right over.
There's an Orkin office to serve you at 252-5323. That's 252-5323.